Taiwan Today with Natalie So.
Hello and welcome to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So. Today we're going to hear from the mayor of Taichung, Taiwan's second most populous city, located in the center of Taiwan. This is part of Radio Taiwan International's series of interviews with Taiwan city mayors and county magistrates about how they are enacting the new southbound policy. The Tsai Ing-wen government is aiming to strengthen ties with Southeast Asia, South Asia, New Zealand, and Australia, especially in the realm of people-to-people exchanges. Today, Taichung Mayor Lin Jialong tells us how he is promoting the new southbound policy in Taichung.
其实台中现在人口是278万人，有超过10万人是来自于东协。
Taichung has a population of 2.78 million. Over 100,000 are new immigrants, migrant workers, or students from Southeast Asia. So Taichung is a very diverse city culturally, and we believe that this is a great asset. We want to be friendly to these newcomers from Southeast Asia. They can also serve as a bridge to ties in that region.
地区的各方面的关系。所以这次的新南向有一个特色就是。The
new southbound policy is focused on bilateral exchanges of people. There are five groups of people that we can highlight. The first are the new immigrants and their children. Second are the migrant workers who are here for a short time but do play an important role here. Third are the foreign students. They will be important for our future, especially as Taiwan is recognizing more university diplomas. Fourth are the tourists, and they can go back to their home countries to promote Taiwan. The fifth key group is Taiwanese business people investing in Southeast Asia. They can employ children of new immigrants or foreign students. Taiwanese businesses are very important for the flow of goods, people, and money. Taichung has hosted the annual forum for these industry people for the third year in a row. Many of these people are from central Taiwan, and we see them as important partners.
Taichung Mayor Lin Jialong tells how his government is supporting and connecting businessmen to opportunities in Southeast Asia.
我们一方面是当然透过台商，就是他们在当地国的投资。
Taiwanese business people investing in these countries will build an industry supply chain. For example, most of the Taiwanese businesses in Vietnam are from Taichung. That includes furniture, bicycles, agriculture, and more. So through city-to-city exchanges, we can guarantee the rights of our business people there. They also play a key role in inviting Vietnamese officials to Taiwan. We also have many businesses in Malaysia, Indonesia, and the Philippines. We also have Taichung displays at our Taiwan expos in these countries so people can see our products. We have also exhibited our food products in expos in Singapore.
我们也透过跟新加坡的交流，也世界这个五大食品展，我们也都会去参展。
The mayor explains how Taichung has also created a central hub for those from Southeast Asia in the heart of the city.
那再来就是我们很希望透过
Taichung also has an ASEAN plaza at our main train station. This is to attract people from that region to Taichung. We are the first in Taiwan to have such a plaza. There, we provide services for businesses and representatives from those countries. We also have job training and information for tourists at the center. By offering that, we hope to provide a friendly environment for our visitors. We offer visa-free entry to people from many of these countries, and our tourism industry is growing.
Taichung Mayor Lin also explains how the city is trying to attract young people from Southeast Asia.
另外一个就是我觉得人才啦，就是这些留学生的政策，我们希望说。Another
area is talent. We hope to attract more foreign students. We've always had many from Malaysia, but we also hope to attract more from the Philippines and Vietnam. This will help our universities, which have fewer students due to our low birth rate. Taiwanese tuition and living costs are also affordable for them. Education actually is also a major industry.
教育也本身是一种产业。
Taichung's ASEAN Plaza is truly an innovative place. Taichung Mayor Lin Jialong tells us all about what people can do there.
因为 很多的东南亚的这些新住民或移工哦，他假日就是
A lot of Southeast Asian immigrants and workers go to the train station, but they still don't feel at home here. That's why we called it ASEAN Plaza, to let them have a place of their own. We hold events there during their cultural festivals. We also hold our three major festivals there and welcome them to enjoy our culture. There are also a lot of Southeast Asian products that people can buy and Southeast Asian foods that they can enjoy there.
或者是我们台湾的三节，我们可以让它感染这个过节的气氛。再来就是很多的东协。
We offer job training opportunities and tourist information there. So this space is not only for people who live here, but for visitors too. We hope that this space can be a part of their lives here. The result is a win-win situation. It's good for businesses, and the new immigrants feel that they belong to the city.
他们也觉得他是个城市里面的一份子。
Taichung, like many cities in Taiwan, has a new immigrant population. Many of these people are originally from Southeast Asia. Taichung Mayor Lin tells us what the government is doing for these people.
当然我们有成立一个新住民委员会在民政局之下呢跨单位的。
We have a new immigrant committee in our city government. We try to help them and their families adjust to Taiwan in terms of language, children's education, etc. Once they feel like they're a part of society, we hope that the foreign spouses can share stories from their countries. So we are giving them opportunities to speak to our local citizens. We don't want people to feel like they have to give up their language and culture when they move here. They can actually have a more culturally diverse life and share their own culture.
内容，哦，那我在想这个建立之后，其实也很有商机哦。比如说，哦，他在讲他的。
This also will bring business opportunities. As they tell their stories, Taiwanese business people can also understand those countries more and perhaps find new business opportunities. Some of these spouses can get involved in these businesses and in that way help their families financially. Perhaps they can sell Taiwanese products in their home countries. We are starting to promote halal food and perhaps some of it can be made with Taiwanese ingredients. Some spouses may even grow Taiwanese produce in their home countries. Perhaps they married a farmer and want to move back to their home country when their children are older. This is a great way to promote trade and business between the two regions.
Taichung Mayor Lin also shares how he's working with local universities on the new southbound policy.
We are working with universities in many ways. For example, Nantou's Jinan University helped us with an area that provides tourist information in the ASEAN Plaza. Universities have many foreign students. Fengjia University has many overseas Chinese students from Malaysia, as well as Malaysian students. We are also going to the Philippines to promote studying in Taichung. Educational and cultural exchanges are a good way for young people to promote Taiwan. These people are multicultural, so they have an advantage over people in Taiwan, and they know Taiwan, so they have an advantage in their own countries. So it is important to cultivate this group of people.
其实最重要是要创造这一群人。所以我刚刚讲说，像最近我们很多的台商开始啊，来这个招待他们的。
I spoke with Taiwanese business people in Southeast Asia who are letting their employees come tour Taiwan. It is important to enable them to understand Taiwan and experience the warmth of the people, the diverse culture here, and the progressive lifestyle. These people will gain a better image of Taiwan and have long-term ties to Taiwan. So this focus on people and on education is key in our new southbound policy. We are also looking to change our immigration policy to encourage Southeast Asians to immigrate to Taiwan. This is to attract the middle-class population. There are 700 million people in that region, and there are so many business opportunities there. We need more people who can act as bridges. When they have a good impression of Taiwan, they will promote Taiwan in their countries.
Taichung Mayor Lin says he does hope to see more open immigration policies.
对，比如说留学生啊，他毕业之后可以。
Yes, we hope that foreign students can have resident status after they graduate and even immigrate to Taiwan after a certain amount of time. Now that the world is so global, people of different cultural backgrounds can also become Taiwanese. We need more people like that. But we haven't entered that stage yet. Southeast Asian culture is similar to our culture, and the region is not politically sensitive like China is. So there are no national conflicts of interest. In the future, foreign students can stay here and work. The greater the flow of people, the greater the flow of goods and opportunities.
Taizong Mayor Lin Jialong also speaks about how he's promoting tourism to Taizong, central Taiwan.
In the past, most tourists went to Taipei and maybe Kaohsiung. Very few made it to Taizong. So in the past few years, we've done a few things. We've increased flights and routes. We have direct flights to Ho Chi Minh City, Bangkok, and Hanoi, and are expanding to include routes to Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore. Transportation is important for tourists. Taizong is known as a great place to move to live. We also have many destinations. The biggest night market in Taiwan is Fengjia Night Market. Tourists love night markets. We also have hot springs and great architecture, and our city is just a very comfortable place to be. For Southeast Asian visitors, it's like visiting the West. It's really very pleasant to walk around the city. We have theme restaurants and shops and many cultural goods. It's also very convenient to get around. We have the public iBikes, our free 10-kilometer bus system, as well as the high-speed rail and trains. People who love to travel will love Taizong. People who care about quality of life will also love Taizong. When people come here, they understand why it's always been called a great place to move to live.
Mayor Lin tells us what he thinks the key role of the local government is in the new southbound policy.
The new southbound policy covers many groups of people. The government works closely with businesses. We help them go overseas, and it's these businesses that bring overseas resources back to Taiwan. We've hosted 3 or 4 conferences here in Taizong for business people in Asia. Each time there are between 700 and 800 Taiwanese business people in attendance. The second thing we do is treat the new immigrants and migrant workers well. We do this through our special committee, the ASEAN Plaza, and by offering educational counseling for the children of new immigrants and foreign students. We also provide language and job training. The local government needs to help take care of the essentials of people's lives here. We want Taizong to be a more international and cultural place, and that's why people like to come here to live, study, or work. So Taizong is a great place for people to live and move to.
Taizong Mayor Lin Jialong tells us where we can look for information about ASEAN-related issues and services in Taizong.
We have a new immigrant committee and contact information. Our different agencies also serve different purposes. For example, we have websites for those who want to immigrate or invest. We also have tourist information. We have a hotline, 1999, that foreigners can call to receive any help they may need. But the ASEAN Plaza is also the best place to find information. Not only do we have information on services in Taiwan, countries like Thailand, Indonesia, Vietnam, and Malaysia also have service centers there. So do feel free to use the ASEAN Plaza. It offers a great platform for all kinds of services.
That was Taizong Mayor Lin Jialong telling us what his city is doing to promote ties between Taiwan and people from Southeast Asia, South Asia, New Zealand, and Australia. This is part of Radio Taiwan International's series of interviews with city mayors and county magistrates. Thanks for tuning in to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So.